the record button here, and I'll just say, first question then is just tell us a little bit about what the Interfund loan is first.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Interfund loan is an agreement between the HEDRA board, which is the Hastings Economic Development and Redevelopment Authority, and the city, where we were purchasing 400 Vermilion Street. And looking at our HEDRA's cash balance reserve, we had a bit of a gap, and so we approached the city and asked for a fund from our Interfund in the form of an Interfund loan. So HEDRA will be receive the $400,000 Interfund loan, and we'll be paying that back to the City General Fund at a low interest rate due at the time of, you know, any sale of the property that we acquired. So just a helpful way to finance the purchase of this property that came available.
And so, obviously, 400 Vermilion Street is the former Wells Fargo property, and this is part of the Block 28 site. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Block 28, or as we've started calling it, the Hastings Gateway site, was identified by HEDRA a number of years ago as a prime site for redevelopment. There are a number of old blighted buildings on there that we saw this just as a great opportunity to redevelop. So the HEDRA board started purchasing properties on the block in 2021, and we've made acquisitions since then, with 400 Vermilion being our most recent one that the closing actually went through end of last year, and the Interfund loan was agreed upon, but we were just getting our I's dotted and our T's crossed on everything there. This with what was on consent. And so HEDRA owns most everything on the block except for two parcels of land. One of those is Spiral Pizza, and the other is the vacant lot next to Spiral Pizza, both of which are owned by the owners of Spiral Pizza. They are aware of the city's, HEDRA's intent to redevelop the block, and we have had discussions with them, nothing substantive coming out, but they want to have a presence on the block there, and we'd love to work with them to see that through. But so we have control of well over 80%, I believe close to 90% of the block, which gives a lot of opportunity to do some cool redevelopment projects.
Are you able to speak a little bit on what some of those redevelopment projects might be, or is that something that's not public knowledge yet?
No. So in 2018, the city and I believe HEDRA, this is before my time here, engaged in the Vermilion Street Corridor Plan. And what that did was looked all along Highway 61 and identified potential redevelopment opportunities and broke out Vermilion into different zones, you know, having the downtown core, midtown, and a couple others, just identifying the different development types, things like that. So in 18, Block 28 was as a potential redevelopment opportunity, and in that plan there was a rough idea, not something that's final, but was for a mixed-use development with commercial on the first floor and some type of residential above, with some parking. And in the imagery from that plan, had a separate, you know, smaller what seemed to be office use building. But that was 2018. We all know once 2020 hit, office use desire kind of changed. Yeah, we are in the process and getting ready to wrap up. We engaged with an environmental consultant to do some environmental and geotechnical due diligence work on the site. So we did soil borings to determine depth of the bedrock there, what the soil composition was, so that when we do approach developers on the project, we can be confident in the land that we're giving them. And we're also doing a phase one environmental site assessment, an ESA. And that is just a deeper search of what types of uses were on this site and if any indicate any potential environmental hazards that might need treated before we develop the site. So if there was anything in the past, like an auto shop or a gas station, dry cleaner, those types of sites usually leave chemical, have higher chances of leaving chemical runoff in the soil, so you usually need to treat those before doing any kind of development. So we're wrapping that up. We actually received a grant from the Dakota County Community Development Authority to offset some of the costs for the environmental side of the grant, so that was a nice thing to get.